Football is done, but for true sports fans, there's no off-season. That's why you got to check out Daily Fantasy Basketball at DraftKings.com. With Daily Fantasy, there's no season-long commitments. You know that. Play whenever you want with your shot at serious money that night. Instant gratification, or in some cases, instant pain. You pick eight players, outscore the competition, and you win. Earn points for scoring, assists, blocks, and more. It's time to elevate. Fly above the rim with me, the Gringo Mandingo, at DraftKings.com now. I take on all comers, anywhere, any place, anytime. So come on and dance with the dingo. Heads up, multiplayer, whatever. Win, lose. What's most important is that we dance. DraftKings has even set up a league for my listeners. Go to DraftKings.com/IamRappaport right now. Use the promo code Rappaport to play for free. And I'm spicing things up. I'm starting a tournament this Friday, okay? I have a contest this Friday. The top 20 finishers will win cash and first place, okay? If you have the privilege of coming in first place, you win tickets to a Clippers game plus a meet and greet with me, the Gringo Mandingo himself. So step into the monkey cage with me and play for free at DraftKings.com/IamRappaport. The promo code is Rappaport. You want to dance with the dingo? Eligibility and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. You've seen my prowess on the court at the Celebrity All-Star Game, but now it's time to go heads up. Or maybe you jump into a tournament. Whatever you want to do, we can do it at DraftKings.com. Are your basketballs big enough to dance with the dingo?
We now return to Two Man Weave with Michael Rappaport and Kenyon Martin. Live from New Orleans, the site of All-Star Weekend. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NBA on TuneIn for exclusive content and all the behind-the-scenes action from All-Star Weekend. It's the NBA on TuneIn, your home for the NBA Finals.
Yes, this is the Two Man Weave. My name is Michael Rappaport. I'm here with Kenyon Martin. And NBA TV, now NBA on TuneIn, guy, personality, Rick the Stick Kamla. To call him down here in New Orleans. Not anymore.
What did Jordan and Miles tell you? What did Jordan and Miles tell you from a couple of nights ago?
Rick the Stick Kamla.
What, Michael, what, by the way, it is a thrill to be on with you, my friend. Kenyon, I've loved you for a long time, yeah, man. Thanks, it's a thrill, man, to be on, yeah, with you guys. Wife. What did Jordan and Miles
said
tell you?
You guys had a simple early night at a jazz club. They just said that, you know, I know you're a family man. They said you have a past. They said you have a past. Yeah. And that, you know, some of the great stick men in the NBA, of course, we could talk about Dr. J. Shout out to my man Jeff Sanchez with the beard. Dominique Wilkins, he had the Dirty South on lockdown. But apparently, in your heyday, in your prime, you were a coxman. That's what I heard.
Well, I don't know about
you're
all that.
You're a family man now.
I all
have a past.
I am, but, I ran wild for a little bit, man. I you guys can relate. I mean, you're a Hollywood star. Kenyon's an NBA star. You guys can relate. Hey, we got an NBA star here, man.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, a legacy family of NBA stars.
I'm the star? No.
Hey, my time over, young fella.
You still were a
star. It's all about you, Justin. Yeah. It's all about you, brother. You and your pedigree of basketball lineage and your brothers, man. That's a great thing, man. I love it, man.
New York Knicks, Justin Holiday is joining us on the two-man weave, which is now a four-man weave. We almost have a team that's formidable.
Let's get one more.
We get one more, or I'm just running point. I'm passing it to Rick. I don't know what you're going to do with it. We talked about your history with women. I don't know if you got a shot. I'm
lobbing it to Kenyon is what I'm doing.
And we got Justin. How you feeling, my friend?
I'm good, man. Having a good time.
Now, you play for the New York Knicks. I'm a Knicks fan, okay? There's been a lot of scrutiny. How has it been for you this season, mostly, let's say the last 3 weeks, to sort of stay focused on basketball, stay focused on winning, to stay positive. Because the scrutiny, the Oakley of it all, the Dolan this, the Carmelo trade that, the Kevin Love, is he coming, is he not coming? How has it been for you to just stay focused? You come from a family of basketball players. I don't know what the heck you guys were eating as kids. We'll get into that later. But just talking about the Knicks of the last 3 weeks.
Tell you the truth, man, in the locker room, everything's good. With Melo, you know, at the lead, him taking most of the blows, the way he comes in, he sets a good example of how to handle it all. So we're just going about, you know, trying to get better every day as a team and, you know, go that way. I guess all the other stuff didn't really, especially with me, didn't bother me. Maybe because of my path to the NBA, who knows. But especially when you see everything going at Melo the way it is and the way he's handling it, I mean, it makes it easy on the rest of us.
Your brother, Jrue Holiday, down here as a Pelican.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. I mean, God bless your parents. My kids used to see you and your brother and your father, who apparently could still play ball.
Oh, yeah, he's nice.
Your father could play, right?
For sure.
Dude, can your father beat, what's the kid's name, Lonzo Ball? Because that guy
my
talks
My dad can beat a lot of people.
He could play, right? For I heard sure. Your dad could play.
I'm not saying that this is my dad.
No, I heard he was nice. Yeah. I heard he might, like, you know,
he's
like...
He's 52 and he can still dunk.
That's what's okay. Up.
And he's 6'4", so he has to jump up.
Is he looking for a 10-day? Like, I mean, can we...
I don't think he's trying to be obligated to have to show up to practice and stuff anymore like that. So
how has it been for you? Your brother's down here. You know, you guys are two brothers in the NBA. How has it been this weekend just to enjoy yourself, to let your hair down, so to speak?
It's actually been good, obviously, him living down here. He actually went on vacation a couple of days ago, but I got to see him and his daughter, and that was amazing, man. His daughter's a beautiful girl, and his wife is doing well. So it was good to see them before they got out, and obviously just to be able to hang out with family, but I was really excited to see my niece.
That's nice.
That's what's up, man. That's a good thing.
Justin, what about your boy Kristaps Porzingis at 7'3", winning the skills challenge last night? What's up with that, man? You got all these smalls out there. They got the ball handling
KP
skills.
KP is pretty much a 7'3 guard, man. I mean, everything he does... It's like he's a guard. He will cross people over, shoots threes. He shoots more threes than some guards on other teams. So that just shows his skill set. Shows what he's able to do. It shows why he's so important, you know, to our team and obviously who he is as a player. So,
well, listen, you know, I'm a Knicks fan, and you know, and my heart has been up and down, and you know, with the Oakley of it all, which I don't need to even ask you about.
We don't need to go there.
No, you went from playing overseas to the D League. To being an NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors, now you're with the New York Knicks. What has this road been like? And are you able to finally sort of breathe and be like, I am in the NBA to stay?
Never able to breathe. I'm never satisfied. I mean, I'm glad I'm in the NBA, but there's a lot more I want to do. There's a lot more I feel like I need to accomplish. It's a lot better I can become. Really, that's the reason why I'm here.
Right.
I can't, because when I got called up from the Idaho Stampede and played 9 games and was, you know, under contract for the next year with the Sixers, I could have breathed. And I ended up being cut. So I had to get back somehow. So, no, I'm never satisfied. I think I'm going to be this way until I leave.
Right.
I want to be the best player in the NBA. I want to be the best player in the world. And when you do that, go about the game that way, obviously things work out. I got here. And I feel like if I was able to get here with all the things I had to go through before, I'm pretty sure I can surprise some more people and do something else.
That's what's up. So how competitive was your games with your brothers coming up?
Me and Jrue, first of all, when we were kids, never finished a one-on-one game.
Okay.
You already know.
Come to blows.
One fouls the other one.
Come to blows.
And
that's what it is.
But now that we're, I actually have a sister that's right under Jrue and a brother that plays at UCLA now. Mm-hmm. And all of us obviously can play the game. My sister was the type to play, get a double double easy, get 5 steals. They used to tell her in high school, we don't want this girl to get past half court, and she will stop the person. Like, that's how she was. She had to stop because of concussions. But we used to play 2-on-2 with all of us. Obviously, my sister playing, and we wanted to beat each other. And now, going back home, it works for us because I'm going against NBA talent every day. Jrue is, and my little brother is, who is also an NBA talent. And it's fun. It's fun to compete, but, you know, we're all trying to become better. We all have the same goal, and we're all enjoying getting to where we want to be together. And that's the family aspect our parents brought to us.
Have you seen Lonzo Ball and Markelle Fultz? Have you guys all seen those guys?
Yeah.
All right, let's debate who, if they come out, who would be the number one overall pick. Because I see on mock drafts, a lot of people have Fultz number one.
Yep.
And he's a Kyrie Irving type of lead guard, scoring point guard. But Lonzo Ball is like Jay Kidd, Steph Curry.
Is
like,
he that good?
I think he's that good. What do you guys think?
I think it depends on what the team needs or what the team's looking for, the type of offense. I think that does matter, and we all know that matters as far as the draft goes. If you're looking for a point guard to come in and score a lot, you know, and have that role in that offense, then of course you would go for, you know, Fultz. If you want a guy that's going to come in, he can score the ball but kind of distribute a little more, you know, do a little bit of everything. I think that's the type of point guard you go for. I think it's – I can't – I personally
– You think it's a coin flip, Justin?
I can't pick one.
Hey.
I mean, well, tell you the truth, I got to pick one. I'm going with Fultz.
Yeah.
It goes to
okay.
UW.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Kenyon, have you seen both of them play?
Yeah, I've seen both of them play.
Like, who's just a better overall talent? Who projects better long term in the NBA?
It goes to what you're saying, just like what your team is looking for. But like you said, if you're looking for that next generation, I'm not gonna call him a Jay Kidd kind of game changer.
Yeah.
But you go with the ball kid. You know what I'm saying? Because he distributes. He's
yeah.
He's looking pass first, but he can score when needed to. Shoots the ball well, get better at it. But
that's a good observation.
Yeah, yeah. I think you go with that. But
talk to me about that stroke. He kind of brings it from the left hip, yeah. And it's like across his body, but that thing
goes
in, man.
As long as it goes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, Justin, I'm not ripping it. I'm just saying it's like totally unusual.
Different.
And you're like, how in the hell? And splash, that thing just goes right in.
Shooters like that are some of the hardest people, like Kevin Martin.
Fake K. Martin. The fake came
yeah, guarding him, it was always like every time I guarded him, I actually had trouble at times because the way he shot the ball, and I knew he shot it that way, but it was still hard for me to. I don't know, it's something weird about it, so it might, you know, play to his advantage.
The Ball family, first the holidays, on, family. Wait, father's playing.
Why ask the question?
It's I don't know if it's a 3-on-3, 4-man, whatever. Your pops, their pops, because I don't know if his pops could play, but he talks like he could play. I imagine he played because you raise those kids. You're out there.
I assume so.
You guys get out there. $1 million in prizes to charity. Who's winning this game?
We're winning.
You're winning.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going with these guys.
Has it been discussed? Has that been put out there?
No, we're not discussing anything like that. No.
Yeah, man.
Okay, this is a confident man right here.
No, I know.
Yeah, he should
this
be.
Is a real confident man right here.
The route he took to get here, and he's here, and the pedigree and the talent level of him and his brothers, man. That, hey, I would. Yeah, I'm rolling.
My brother goes about the. We all go about the game the same way.
Hey, I'm rolling. Listen, man, you put some defense out there on them kids, man. You make them compete, man.
We're going to play D.
Man, like that. And they going to strap.
We're going to go after.
And they going to get it.
We're going to go after.
That's my thing, man.
We're going to go after.
Like, guys see the points and all the stuff that this family's putting up, the stuff that they're doing. I went and saw them play in person. I have a 16-year-old son, man.
Mm.
He wanted to go see the game. They got their plans, you know. And I'm just like, come on, man. Come on. Either the Mellow kid is shooting it or Jello is shooting it. Like, it's either he dribble it up and shoot it or he gets the ball inbounds. Jello is down there posting up on a guard because guard has to get back. It's one pass in, throw it ahead, and him posting up a guard.
Like, right.
It's not basketball, man.
You think it's
then when he
credit?
Scored 90? Yes, man. When he scored 90, the kid didn't cross half court.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Like, it's for me, they cheating the game. They cheating them. They teaching them the wrong way to play basketball,
right.
In my opinion.
Right.
People ask me about the Mellow Ball kid. Eventually, you're going to have to reel that in.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to get that under control eventually. And in my opinion, he's young.
15.
By that time, it's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm.
That coach, they have him doing him a disservice.
The kid,
man,
that had 92, right?
Yes.
The cherry picking and all that?
His coach is doing him a disservice, man. Letting him play that way.
They played the same way when Lonzo was there as well, but he transitioned well to college. I mean,
but
I think
he was a more willing passer.
There's going to have to be a transition.
Yeah, somebody got to come in and be like, hey, all right, that's enough of that.
But the way, you know, the way their dad talks, though, and obviously the be able to the players they've become. As long as you want to try to do something and work hard, man, I say there's always a possibility.
I understand
what you're saying, 100%. Because, I mean, the game isn't played particularly that way.
Yeah, man, it's tough
but
to watch.
To answer your question, yes, we're most definitely winning.
All right.
That's what's up.
This is the two-man weave. Michael Rapaport, Kenyon Martin, signing off from New Orleans. Rick Kamla coming up doing his thing with Rex Chapman. This is NBA on TuneIn. Me and Kenyon will be back this Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. NBA Roundtable, Tuesday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern, all on NBA TuneIn. Justin, congratulations on being in the league. Congratulations on being a Knick. You'll always be a Nick to me. I hope you stay a Nick, and I hope you stay in the NBA for as long as you want.
Appreciate it.
And your
That's
family.
The plan.
We're getting this game. I'm going to get some sponsorship together. The holidays versus the Bulls. No, Bruno.
I can't wait for you to ask them the question of who's going to win, especially the Pops.
Yes, yes. He said last night that his son can beat Steph Curry. Listen, it's all in fun.
Stop it.
That's what he said. He said he could beat.
No, I'm not saying he didn't, but stop it. He's a two-time MVP. Stop it.
Crazy as it sounds, though, like I love that.
I think it's fantastic.
I love the confidence. And that's what you have to do.
I agree.
If you're not saying it, you're thinking it.
And if you're not saying it, you're talking about it like me.
If you don't believe that, then you shouldn't be out there trying to get it. So I'm not mad at you.
I agree. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah.
This is the NBA on TuneIn. This is the Two Man Weave. Again, we'll be back Wednesday, 5 to 7. Stay tuned for Rex. We're down here in New Orleans. Everybody is chilling. The weather's fantastic. New Orleans NBA on TuneIn.
Yeah. You've been listening to Two Men Weave with Michael Rappaport and Kenyon Martin. Live from All-Star Weekend in New Orleans, right here on TuneIn. You're listening to the NBA on TuneIn. Listen like you mean it.